This is part two of the Wayne Street Reservoir Geographical and Historical Tour. We've gone through the 11 stops on the other audio. In part two, we'll do the rest of the stops. Stop number 12, the Mount Tom Golf Course. This is the entrance to the old Mount Tom Golf Course. The course was 6 and then 9 holes until 1922, when it changed to 18 holes. A two-lane road passed from here to Northampton Street. In the 1940s, it was renamed to Wyckoff Golf Course. The course changed drastically in 1965 when the interstate was made to pass through. The dirt road was the transport axis of the course. Also, golfers from East Hampton could come from the Sheldon Avenue to the course via the reservoir. Too many people used this road, and many people used it not even to use the golf course. They used it just because the East Hampton Road was muddy and rutted. And so the Wyckoff Golf Course had built a gate on Northampton Street to block the flow of traffic. Now you can advance more around the reservoir. This time you're going down to the beginning of the dam. This is going to be our stop number 13, the Spillway. It's about 3/4 mile from this stop. Stop 13, Spillway. The Spillway is only for the overflow of water. It enters over the small dam and is channeled until it meets the water coming from the control house. The dam is 1,773 feet long, 21 feet high, and is made of sandstone and concrete. The reservoir has 500 million gallons of water and covers 114 acres. Its watershed is 1.5 square miles. From October 18th to October 19th of 1955, Holyoke experienced the greatest rainstorm that has ever hit New England. 19 inches of rain fell on this part of the city within 24 hours. This was the rain from Hurricane Diane that had come up the Hudson River and then passed over the mountains of western and central Massachusetts. Holyoke Water Works feared that the dam would collapse during the height of this rainstorm. It activated an emergency pipe 12 inches in diameter that is still visible in the berm of the dam, about 40 feet from the spillway. This led to a larger pipe, a 36-inch pipe, that parallels the dam. This pipe was once let all the water from the spillway, the emergency pipe, and from Hastings Brooks, 488 feet downhill into the concrete spillway. However, the lower intake reservoir was overwhelmed during this release during the hurricane, and a flood of water cascaded down the Whiting Street Road to Northampton Street. The intersection there was destroyed, and there was a pit 30 feet deep at that point. Advance now along the berm in the northerly direction. You can see the control house in the distance. This will be our next stop. Stop 14, the control house. The control house has water pipes deep underneath it. The pipe is even lower than the roadway below you. The view is beautiful in front of you, but the important job of providing drinking water is done beneath your feet. The grass and the dirt berm was added from 1929 to the year 1931. It was destroyed by Hurricane Diane. It was repaired in the same way as before in the year 1931 by draining the water and scooping out the dirt from the reservoir area. Below you are many pipes leading to the city of Holyoke. The pipes are called mains. They go down every road in Holyoke. Over 140 to 150 miles of water mains. Then they branch into sections called branches to go into homes and businesses. And then this water is metered as it goes into the residence or home. And the job of the Holyoke Water Works is done at that point. I hope you enjoyed your stay around the Holyoke Reservoir called the Whiting Street Reservoir. It's a beautiful location. You can stay in this berm and look at Mount Tom and look at the bird life and the forest. I hope you enjoyed this stay. I hope you enjoyed this geographic and historical tour. Thank you for coming.